It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the last episode of the F's for the podcast, The Dictionary. My name is Spencer. I'm your host. I have been with you for all of these six seasons. We can technically call them seasons. That's what I'm doing, at least. And this is the last episode of season six. Will there be a season seven? Only time will tell. We'll see how I feel. We'll see how successful, how productive this podcast gets in the next couple of months. I'm definitely taking a minimum of 2 to 3 months off because, you know, it's a lot. This is a lot. I need a little bit of a mental break. Maybe work on some other stuff in the meantime. Okay, so this will just be me in this episode, but it has been tradition to open up a little bottle of bubbly of some kind to celebrate the end of the letter. And we always do something that starts kind of with the letter that we are discussing here. So I did a quick little search yesterday, and I found this one called Folklore Pet Gnat. There's the bottle if you want to see it, if you want to look at the video. It has a wonderful illustration of a very, I'm not sure what animal this is. It looks like it could be a fox, a weasel, I'm not sure exactly, but they seem very, they're questioning your actions. Kind of. Let's look at the bottle. Let's see what it says. If you're into this sort of thing, let's give you some information. This is from Castel Pujol. I will put this information in the show notes. Got to hold it up a little farther away. It's 80% Trebbiano and 20% Malvasia. Let's see. Oh, the Zorrito Gris artwork is by Nicolas Sanchez, a.k.a. Alfalfa. So is the animal a Zorrito Grease? A gray something. Let's see. It is from sustainable farming, fermented with native yeast strains, minimal intervention, ancestral method. I'm just reading the back of the thing. These are all things that you might be interested in. Unfiltered and unrefined, so it can present cloudiness, and you shall see if you look at the video, there is some cloudiness, and sometimes there is some stuff stuck at the bottom, so you gotta give it a little bit of a rotation or something to mix it all up. That just means it's good, I think. Yes, sure. This is from Uruguay. So, yeah. It is environmentally sustainable, artisanal, micro-production, and vegan, which is fantastic. Not all of the wines and the beers out there are technically vegan. Let's see, anything else to say about it? I don't think so. I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to try not to get any liquid on the book. This one's interesting because it doesn't have a typical sparkling pop top cork in there. It just has a regular beer top, so I'm going to take it off with the can opener. And now, I didn't do this, but luckily it wasn't a problem. You got to make sure that it's settled before you open anything that is under pressure like this. Under pressure. No, that's not it. So let's pour some. This is not a wine glass. This is just a glass I happen to have. Just a regular glass. Let's pour some. If you do a slow pour, then you don't get as many bubbles. And that's probably just fine. We got a lot of bubbles, but I can pour more later if I want. Oh, yeah. You hear that? Those are bubbles. This is a very small glass, but that's okay. We got a short little section here. Let's have a sip. I would say that's pretty dry. I'm usually a fan of the sweet, but that's okay. I'm not going to be picky or judgy in this situation. So, I don't think the type of sparkling, it doesn't start with an F, but the name of this specific one obviously starts with an F. Folklore Pet Gnat. All right, that's that. Now let's get into the words for this last episode. The first word is fuse, F-U-Z-E. This is a variation of fuse with an S. My sound effect in this episode shall be Oh, well, it kind of works with the wine, but I'm going to go just because that's a weird sound. Okay, the next word is the first form of the word fuzz, F-U-Z-Z, or Z-Z, or double Z. So this is the first form, noun from 1674. Number one, fine light particles or fibers. Where might they be coming from? They might be coming from down or fluff. That's where it is, what it is. Fine light particles of or fibers. Particles or fibers, they're just called fuzz. You might have some of this fuzz on your clothes, on your couch, on your pillows, on your blankets, on your whatever. You might have some fuzz. Now, this hat that's over here, this is definitely has some fuzz on it. It has these fine light particles. And I realize, this is, of course, if you're watching the video, this is basically a Muppet hat on top of sitting on the head of a puppet. And so it feels a little cannibalistic, like the puppet is wearing the skin of a Muppet? I don't know how I feel about that. All right, so that was number one for fuzz. Number two is a blurred effect. Maybe if I blur this video, then we can call that a little bit of a fuzz. What type of blurred effect are we talking about? I don't know. But yes, I guess some people would like to say fuzz when they're talking about a blurred effect. Let's have another sip of this stuff. Is that fuzzy? No, we're not there yet. But I will make the sound effect. The second form of fuzz is a verb from circa 1702. Now, we are starting with intransitive. Number one, to fly off in or become covered with fluffy particles. To fly off in fluffy particles or to become covered with fluffy particles. Now, the second one makes more sense to me, I guess. I'm going to fuzz you when I cover you with the fluffy particles, you know, those fine light particles or fibers. I'm going to put you in a bath of fuzz, and then I have fuzzed you. But the other one is to fly off in fluffy particles. This makes me think of, I'm sorry, there might be some burps in this episode because of the sparkling. This just makes me think of a cartoon character that just flies off real fast, and then there's a puff of fuzz where they were. Maybe they are a fuzzy creature of some kind. Fuzz off, fuzz off. Okay, number two is to become blurred. So here's the blurred thing again. Maybe we're going to get a little bit more specific example here. The example sentence is a quote, her frame of reference fuzzing at the edges. And that is a quote from Jane O'Reilly. So to become blurred. So maybe literally the edges of her perspective, of her vision, were fuzzy, blurry. Ooh, it's so fuzzy over there. I can't see behind my head. It's so fuzzy. It's a fuzz. My vision got fuzzed. I hope that I never have to have, a fuzz in my vision. But, you know, it could happen when I get older. We'll see. So far, I think my peripherals pretty good. My hand, I can see my fingers wiggling, and my hands are about 170 to 80 degrees on either side of my head. All right, now we go to transitive number one, to make fuzzy. Somebody made that hat they fuzzed that hat real good. It's very fuzzy. Number two, to envelop in a haze. And that's, again, connected to our whole blurry thing. Oh, I'm in a haze. I'm fuzzing the things. And to envelop in a haze, I'm inside of a fog. So it's I've been fuzzed. I do think we should bring the phrase into the world, fuzz off. Why don't we say that? Do we say that? Is it in here? No. Now, we have the third form of fuzz. It is a noun from 1927. By the way, let's look back at the etymology. The first form says this is probably a back formation from the word fuzzy, which we will get to shortly. But first, the third form of fuzz is from 1927. Again, it's a noun, and the synonym is police. It says also just a police officer. All the fuzz is here. We got to get going, the fuzz. You also call them the 5-0. You also call them pigs. Sometimes people do that. And I think people have a lot of different names for the police. And the fuzz is one of them. But you know what? I would like to know this information. It says the origin is unknown. And that is frustrating because I want to know, why are the police fuzzy? Why are they the fuzz? Is there anything fuzzy about the police? I don't know. I can't think of any reason why the police would be the fuzz. Ooh, maybe that's a good fuzz sound. That's more like purr, but that's okay. Now we have the word fuzzy. It's fuzz with a Y. Adjective from 1713. Number one, marked by or giving a suggestion of fuzz. Ooh, yes, that gives a suggestion of fuzz. Let's have a sip of this sparkling wine. Does it give a suggestion of fuzz? Ah, yes, the sparkling has a little bit of a fuzz in my mouth. The example is a fuzzy covering of felt. And I believe one of these materials might be felt. I'm not sure. I'm talking about the puppet and the puppet hat. Marked by or giving a suggestion of fuzz. Ah, yes. Number two, lacking in clarity or definition, as in moving the camera causes fuzzy photos. I think blurry is another good word to put in there. Maybe there's some motion blur when you're moving the camera, which is, we're calling that fuzzy in this situation. Number three, being relating to or invoking pleasant and usually sentimental emotions, as in the example, warm and fuzzy feelings. So what kind of feelings are these? They are invoking pleasant and usually sentimental emotions. Oh, when I look at all of our old home movies from when I was a child, it gives me all the fuzzy feelings. Why are they fuzzy? Who decided that these feelings are fuzzy? Warm, sure. Nostalgic, yes. Fuzzy, oh, is it because maybe our memories of those events are kind of fuzzy because we're old and we don't have a clear memory of what even happened yesterday, let alone 40 years ago? Maybe that's why they're fuzzy. Fuzzy feelings. Oh, you give me all the fuzzy feelings. Okay, fuzzily, that is an adverb. You can do something fuzzily. And fuzziness is a noun. Let's see, this word is from, perhaps, from the Lower German word fussig, which means loose or spongy. And I think, of course, when I think of fabrics and felts and things that have that fuzzy quality, I think of loose and spongy for sure. And sometimes my feelings, when I watch those old home movies, my feelings are loose and spongy. I have the very spongiest of feelings. All right, we gotta go. Next, we have fuzzy logic. Two words, noun from 1969. This is a system of logic in which a statement can be true, false, and any of a continuum of values in between. So really just anything. That's why it's fuzzy. True or false, that's it. That would be pretty good logic. It wouldn't be fuzzy. But if you can have a system of logic where anything is possible in between true or false, that is very fuzzy. And I don't know where the lines are, and I don't like that. I want things to be, at least in logic, pretty black and white. In the rest of the world, no. I like variations of gray. But sometimes in logic, I like it. Now, I don't know enough about logic, so I guess I have spoken before the horse. That's definitely the phrase. Fuzzy logic. I don't know. Does it taste like a sparkling wine from Uruguay? In my American accent, I would want to say Uruguay, but I feel like that's wrong. But I hope it's also not cultural appropriation to say Uruguay. I don't know what's right. Okay, let's make a sound. That cat purred like crazy. Now we have fuzzy set. Two words, noun from 1964. A fuzzy set is a mathematical set with a property that an object can be a member of the set, not a member of the set, or any of a continuum of states of being a partial member of the set. Ah! It's just like the logic one. You're either there or you're not there, or you're kind of in the middle somewhere. You're a fuzzy set. It's a fuzzy set of numbers. Yep, I guess sometimes numbers are wishy-washy like that. Yeah, I don't know a lot of anything about that stuff. Okay, but we have finished the fuzzy section, the FUZ section, and the FU section. So now we are going to go on to FV, all caps. Abbreviation for, let's see. Okay, this is interesting. It stands for on the back of the page. On the back of the page. Why? You are clearly asking, why does FV mean on the back of the page? It is because it is Latin. It stands for folio verso, which is spelled with a V, verso, but they say verso. Folio verso, which is the page being turned. So it means on the back of the page. So you have the page and you are turning the page. And so when that is turned, then you will be seeing on the back of it the thing that you are talking about. Now, I don't know the context exactly of where this FV thing happens, but basically, I assume they're saying, you know, if you want to see this other information, FV, flip this page around, and you'll see what we're talking about if you just follow our instructions, our FV instructions. Very easy. Okay. Now we have FWD, abbreviation for one forward, which is FOREWORD, like, is that the foreword of a book? But it is also an abbreviation for number two, forward, spelled FOREWARD, like I am walking forward, looking forward. FWD. Now we have FWD again, all caps. It is an abbreviation for front wheel drive. I guess only the front wheels are working and the back wheels are like, hey, we're going on a ride. We're the back wheels. We don't have to work in this car. Next is FX, all caps. You can put a slash between the letters if you so choose. FX. This is a noun from 1985, and the synonym is special effects. You can say the word effects by just using the letters FX. You say FX, and it's FX. It's the same thing. It's a shorter way. I use this a lot, especially if I'm talking about sound effects or special effects. I will put in the letter S at the beginning, SFX. Usually, I guess I use that for sound effects. Not so much special effects. But either way, FX is effects. The etymology says it is the letter names F and X, spelled EF and EX, representing the word effects. So beautiful. Is that a fuzzy sound? Now we have FX again, all caps, abbreviation for foreign exchange. You're going to another country and you need to exchange your money. You got to exchange, or maybe you are a foreign exchange student. You would be an FXS. I don't know what we're doing with the sound effect today. We're going all crazy. Now we have FY, all caps. This is an abbreviation for fiscal year. The end of a letter always gets very interesting. You got a lot of good consonants. You got the end of the alphabet, which is just funky. I mean, I think objectively we can all agree that the end of the alphabet is very funky. It is one of my favorite sections. Don't get me wrong. I love these letters, but it is just kind of weird. Okay, so that was fiscal year, and now we're going to move on to FY again, but this time it is a suffix. You're putting FY at the end of the word. It's a verb suffix for number one, make or form into, as in dandify. Dandify. So you're putting FY at the end of dandy, pretty much. You change the Y to an I. And you're making something into a dandy, turning it into a dandy, dandifying that thing. Number two, invest with the attributes of, and also make similar to. The example is citify. So you are investing with the attributes of a city or making something similar to a city, so you are citifying it. That's everything for this suffix FY. So if you want to... Now, I have been noticing there's a lot of apps and such out there in the world that they just put FY at the end of a thing, and they're like, this is now a thing. Because we're turning the thing into whatever it is. So if you want to make an app, just put FY at the end and get rid of all of your vowels, and you will immediately have a successful app. Spensify. Turn something into Spencer? Podcastify. I don't know. You often have to put an I at the beginning as well. All right, so no interesting etymology to me, so we're going to skip it, and I'm going to go. It was very fuzzy in my throat. Next we have, would this be feist? I think, well, so it could be also feist. It is spelled F-Y-C-E, and it is a variation of feist, spelled F-E-I-S-T. But do you still pronounce the T when you've got this other spelling, F-Y-C-E, that has no T at the end? I don't know, but at the very least, it looks like it is at least pronounced Fice. Next is F-Y-I, all caps, abbreviation for your information. This is a good one. FYI, just want to tell you, just in case you're curious, you need to have this information. We're doing great. Everybody's doing great, FYI. And also, when you do some work at home, you can do it DIY, FYI. Shall we almost finish our glass? Let's have a little sip. Sulfites. Next is fike, F-Y-K-E. This is a noun from 1832. It is a long bag net kept open by hoops. And this is from the Dutch word. Well, it looks like their word is pronounced fuik, spelled F-U-I-K. But at least the English, American English way is fike. So maybe that's how they pronounce it as well. But I want to look up this fike. Let's go to our friend the Google and spell F-Y-K. Yep, fike net. That's what we want to see. Okay, well, it looks like it is used for fishing. That makes sense. Yes, it is a long circular net with many hoops along the way to keep it open. And so when, you know, the fish are going through, they get trapped in this net. I'm not a proponent of this at all. And the hoops keep it open. And so the fish can go all the way through, and then they're like, ah, cripes, I'm stuck in this fike. Ah, fike. Fike it. So that's fike. The Dutch people fishing, but it's a bag net, and maybe there are other uses for it. I have no idea. Now we have filfot. It is spelled F-Y-L-F-O-T. Filfot, noun from 1842. Oh, wow. Didn't know this before. This is why we read the dictionary. This is why it's good to do this, because we learn stuff. The synonym is the word swastika. One of my least favorite images. Definitely one of my least favorites. So this word, philfot, is Middle English, and it is a device used to fill the lower part of a painted glass window. And then it says, in parentheses, from a conjectural MS reading. And I don't know what that means. So we're just going to ignore that part altogether. But how is that a swastika? It's a device used to fill the lower part of a painted glass window? Oh boy, do we gotta... I don't really want to put swastika into my Google search history, but I can. I can look it up in the dictionary because I have it right here in front of me. Let's see. Well, yeah, I don't really see anything about a thing in the paint and nothing like that. I just see this symbol, two definitions of the symbol. So this is a little confusing. And if you have any information, if you have any information on the missing people or the murderer, please call this number right away. Or if you have any information on what a philfot is exactly, then I would also love you to call this number 917-727-5757 or email me at dictionarypod@gmail.com. Or you can also message me on the social media. All of that information is in the show notes. All right, let's have another sip before we do our very last word. Here we go. Now, the sound effect is... The word is, I think it's Fynbos? Fynbos. It is spelled Fynbos. According to the pronunciation, it looks like it is pronounced Fynbos. Okay, with that information, this is a noun from 1936. It is one long definition, which says, a biome of southern coastal South Africa, characterized by a diverse richness of endemic plant species, as of the heath, protea or protea, composite, iris, and lily families, by soil that is acidic and nutrient poor, and by a climate marked by cold, wet winters and hot, dry summers. Also, the type of vegetation characteristic of this biome. So this area, with all of that, those characteristics, is called... Fynbos. So this is an African word, or I guess it would be Afrikaan. And it is from the word, I guess, fyn, spelled F-Y-N, which means fine or delicate. And then also bos, B-O-S, which means bush, like going out into nature, into the bush. So it is the fine bush, the delicate bush. Why would it be fine or delicate? I don't know. I guess I would have to read all these characteristics again. Diverse richness of plants, acidic and nutrient poor. Ooh, nutrient poor soil. So yes, that makes it seem kind of delicate. And by climate marked by cold, wet winters and hot, dry summers. That's it. That is all the information. I have never heard of a Fynbos or a philfot or a fike or fuzzy logic or fuzzy set. Nope. All right. Well, now that we have finished talking about all the words, we have to pick a word. This one word is going to be the word of the episode. Here we go. We had today fuse. Fuzz, fuzzy logic, fuzzy set, FV, FWD, FUD, FWD, FWD again, FX, FX, FY, FI, FICE or FICED, FYI, FIKE, PHILFOT, and Fynbos. Okay, well, you know, there were some really good ones here, as usual. There's always fantastic words. There's never any losers here. I think I need to pick fuzzy as the word of the episode. This hat here, it's a fuzzy hat. I put it on my head, my hat's now fuzzy. Muppets have fuzzy skin. Most of them, at least. Some of them not, but really all of them probably do. They have fuzzy skin. Some of them are fuzzier than others. Some Muppets have fuzzier skin than the other Muppets. Okay, I think we're done with that now. Let us finish our drink, and then I shall tell you about another movie that I watched. I must bring up the list. Let's be all proper here and bring up the list. Okay, so I hope that I marked off what the last one I mentioned was. I should mention also, this episode is being recorded just about 36 hours before it's meant to air. It's been a busy life, and I haven't had time to do it, so I'm finally getting around to it, and it's going up, not tomorrow morning, but the next morning after that. All right, where are we? Now, so the next movie I watched was the new Fantastic Four movie. I liked it. I like the style, the sort of past and future styles kind of coming together. It was very visually cool. Overall, I guess by the end, I didn't feel like there was anything ridiculously different or new or unique. It's very hard to make things that are not so similar to other stuff, not formulaic, not the same stories over and over again, especially when you're dealing with the same IP over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I really wish that we had more unique stories and movies out there. But it was a fun movie, especially to see in the theaters. So yeah, that was a while ago. That's it. What? Oh boy, we reached the end. That's very sad. Now I have this whole bottle to drink, which maybe I'll just sit here and do for the next 2 minutes. Can I chug it in 2 minutes? Nope, that's a terrible idea. I will never do something stupid like that. Okay, that is going to be the end of this episode, and it is also going to be the end of the Fs. I wish there was something a little bit more epic, but sorry, that is not happening. Join me, I guess, hopefully, in 2 to 3 months for the G's if I get inspired. I'm just going to keep you on your toes that way. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not promising anything. If I don't promise anything, then you can't be mad at me. But it is fun, and I enjoy it. To be honest, just wish there was more people checking it out. So if you think that that is also true, then you should tell some people about this. Join the Patreon for $1 a month. Although at this point, until the G's start, although they would start, yeah, join the Patreon. You're going to get early episodes if I record them. Oh, what is he going to do? I don't know. We'll figure it out. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.